Okay, come back and talk to me when you want to drink a real man's drink. Like, motherfucker, don't try me right now. Don't do me right now.
I'm gonna start trying motherfuckers like that, though.
Out of fun.
Mm.
But to do that, you can't, like, you can't just come to me and be like, you should, holler at me when you want to drink a man's drink. You can't come at me like that if you don't have the man's drink for me to drink.
Right.
Other than that, you showboating, you flexing. And
right, because he didn't have anything any different. He just had a bottle of brown, red alcohol. Excuse me.
I'm just like, nah, bro. When you talk that type of shit, you got to be bringing out
some
top shelf shit, like exclusive shit, like, bro.
Like, oh, okay, the bottle better be shaped funny or some shit. Like, I need to know.
Yeah, it's like me. It's kind of like if I seen somebody drinking some Crown Royal Peach, and I'm like, peasant.
Right.
And then I pull out a bottle of goddamn Crown Royal fucking 20 years old age,
right,
for the Queen of England. Reason. Or you bring out one of them, what they got? Noble Reserve?
Man.
Bruh. They age the Crown in wine barrels, and it gives it a red tint. I want to try some so bad, but it's like, do I really want to pay that price point? Because it's damn near $100 bottle.
Ooh, boy.
And I'm like, shit. And you know, some people are like, bro, that ain't shit, man. Go get that. And I'm like, no.
No.
Feel me? I done bought some 15-year scotches.
Yeah, 18.
Well, yeah. Over the price, but
I can't do that. I'm not.
It's one you gotta find it. I ain't got no total wine I could just go to and just get that shit, you know. But I want to try it because I have had like me and my partner one time, we went in on a roommate. Yo, I had a coupon. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. I was like, man, he was like, hey man, let me use your discount and let me get this Hennessy.
Right.
And I'm like, shit, he said, say no more. Said, just, yeah, all right, we got to understand it then. Boom, gave me a discount.
You get that, I got this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shout out to them, and it was like, how much they gave me off? 15? I think it was 15% off?
Shh, that's a lot.
It's like 15, almost 20% off, like,
that's a lot.
For that coupon. And, yeah, man, we got the Hennessy Masters, Whatever it's called.
The Cask Master or whatever?
Yeah. Dog, that was like the best Hennessy I'd ever had, bro.
Yeah, that shit tasted like wine. Cask Master is real good.
Yeah, I bought that Crown Cask Master. It's the one that come with the bag it come in. It's like damn, what you call it? Like burlap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Shit like burlap. That shit was real good. After that, I ain't never see it in the store again.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I guess that's some Crown Royal love. But yeah, man, like
Royal in the burlap bag.
But yeah, man, like we were saying at the store, man, like bruh, you just can't sell me no bottle of regular Crown for $27.99.
No.
A bottle of Crown apple and vanilla for $32.99. But then try to sell me the peach for $50.
No, dog. And then you got the fucking Reserve for $52. The black is $49. Like what? That okay. It's no.
All right. I'm just like, nah, bro, what's wrong with y'all? Like, that was 60 will get me the big bottle of Crown. I can get a handle for 60.
Right. And I'll be straight. What is this?
It's just like, bro, you might as well just get that handle of regular Crown.
Right. And call it a day.
You know?
Unless you just want to be sedated like that.
Yeah, that price, that's price gouging.
Yeah. That, I mean, in the real sense of the word. And then they only had two boxes up there. Come on, man.
But with that said, man, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yeah, I am your host, Yuki, a.k.a. Starman, a.k.a. Tomiki Black, a.k.a. Yuki the Golden Karama. And yeah, and I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to do it, digitally and analog, because, you know, pop must pop. So I thank you guys for being here. And on that note, ninjas, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, man, you can call me Macchio Metal, you know, the one and only Tanuki, the Sorcerer Supreme, you know.
And from the digital world, we have...
Oh, should I go? Celeste, a.k.a. me, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Scarlet, a.k.a. me.
All right. And last but certainly not least...
What it is, you got Lord Black, aka Black, aka Midnight Sun, aka The Dark Knight, Black Wolf.
Yeah, man, we had to go and tell the story real quick. And you see some
mystical
of the
journey.
Yeah, mystical journey, and you seen some of the real time effects of the COVID pandemic in real time.
Price gouging. Oh.
Like you got I wanna call it niggas inflation.
Yeah.
You got niggaflation. You got something basically crime. We were talking about the crime rule of Peach. How last year when it came out, it was so scarce that
a lot of stores came back, it was already gone.
It went out quick. So stores learned to just raise the price up. So last year, it was about $40 a bottle, and which was at least almost it's pretty much $10 more than the regular bottle of all the other Crown flavors. But okay, it's 40. Mm-hmm. You like, all right, whatever. I guess they taxed on with the COVID shit on top of it, because in the store, instead of
$50,
it's 50 for a fifth of Crown Royal Peach. 50.
But Crown Royal Reserve for a fifth of that is 52.
52. 52 more, I can just get some Crown Royal Reserve. I'm like, bro.
The Crown Royal XO was less than the Crown Peach.
Like, yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
No.
It's just not. Like, but yeah, I guess that's just a part of the game. But I kind of expected that. I didn't expect it to be in the store. So when we saw it, it's like, oh, shoot, they got some of the peach.
Right, and then we looked at the price. Close, and it was like, wait,
I see why.
Right. Now, I see why y'all still got a couple boxes.
How bad do you want it, bro? Give me that whole half a bill.
And I was mad, too, because I still have not tasted it to this day. And then I looked over there, and I was like, well, once I have my money, it ain't going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Shop around. Somebody got it cheaper.
Probably. Yeah. You know what? Right.
But
I need to look towards that. COVID has made me drink more than I've ever drank.
I saw a study of that, actually.
Like, domestic abuse is going up. Children's exposure to violence is going up. Like, what? These motherfuckers losing their mind.
We knew the domestic violence is going to happen.
Going stir crazy. Right.
But what I saw, like, the attorney general was telling people, he was like, man, y'all stop drinking and smoking. And I was like, easy said and done.
Right, like you giving people all the time in the world to sit at home just to do that. And then I saw another article that was like, more people are drinking with breakfast, like drinking hard alcohol with breakfast.
With breakfast.
Like not no bottomless mimosas and shit at my friend's house. No, these motherfuckers drinking shots of Crown Royal or Jose Cuervo with flat
jacks. Boy, you know like, somebody out there done. Boy. Family member done got the cough and they done went to the doctor and they done tested negative, but they wrote them the promethazine prescription.
Oh boy, you know. Syrup pancakes.
Just syrup pancakes. Like, oh.
You know what it is.
Putting the syrup on your pancakes, getting lit in the morning.
I'm telling you. Or you got some Crown maple, flipping up the flapjacks.
You know what though? They don't make the Crown maple no more, but that's the one. That's the one regret I have for Crown maple. Man. Is when I went to this restaurant in Winter Park, and I can't remember the name of it, but they had some bourbon. They had some honey bourbon maple
pancakes?
Syrup.
Oh man,
maple syrup. You can get it on the pancakes. Man. And then after we got done eating, it was like you can buy a ball and take it home.
Oh,
I'm thinking it's gonna be $10. Man, it's like $25 for that bottle.
I mean, was it a regular size bottle, like regular syrup size?
But you get 8 ounces.
Oh, hell nah. Hell no.
Bro, you getting eight ounces,
bro? That's like this.
It was an 8 ounce bottle of syrup, bro.
Nah.
But when I tell you, that was some of the best syrup I ever had. But the reason why it's just really not worth it is like, bro, if you got kids, don't even get expensive syrup.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
I about to say, I'm going to buy a good syrup and a fake syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And hope you eat the fake syrup. Let me drink my booze syrup.
Oh, no. You're going to know the difference because one's going to be in the plastic. You go in the other one's in the glass. You're going to know.
What? Yeah, I definitely. But I never got a chance to try that because it's probably the best thing I've ever had at Chili's because I don't like Chili's. But they had
Chili's, the restaurant?
I don't like the restaurant Chili's.
I don't think I've ever been there.
You know what? I just gave a middle finger to them, and I ain't even talking about them. I'm talking about
TGI Fridays.
Man, whoever got
TGI Fridays,
whoever got those Jack Daniels dipping sauce for the shrimp.
I think that's TGI Fridays, yeah.
Bro, that Jack Daniels like dipping sauce, that glaze, yeah. Ooh, boy, that shit. Yeah, man, let me, yeah. Mm. That shit good, boy.
Yeah, dog.
It's like that PF chain sauce. It's a different type of sauce, man. Look, there's something special about it.
I mean, look, you can buy it out the grocery store,
no,
so.
Oh, man.
You can buy PF Chang sauce out the grocery store, so but you know what's up.
You know how excited I was?
You can.
So you know what's up.
You know how excited I was when I could buy Olive Garden dressing out the grocery store?
Duh. Do you not understand how excited I am right now? Do you know what I have
what?
Right now just for me?
What?
Verde sauce. Taco Bell Verde sauce.
Oh, you got the Verde
yes,
sauce.
Yes, I bought some from the store so I can have it whenever I want it. Not just for Taco Bell, just whenever I want that taste. Because it's not right, dog. Oh they canceled gosh. It, discontinued it, but you can still buy it.
Ew. I swear I had some Verde sauce a couple months ago, bro.
Nope.
He's like, if no, you
did.
You didn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you did, they not supposed to have no green packs. Right. You probably ate some very old Verde.
Bro, I made tacos yesterday, and I did not have no salsa, and I noticed instantly.
Oh, man.
I was like, dang, I should have got some cilantro. But it's
something.
Like, I don't want to go back out. And then it's like, you know, I'm going to just make it.
At least
it.
Some pico.
I ain't had no cilantro. I killed it. But yeah, man, you know. Yeah, man, it's been a pretty cool day. I'm feeling back in the zone now. I got a nice little chilling, refreshing drink. Back from break, man. I got a bit more to pod to.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. So, Sylv, you know, how much you owe old Tom Nook nowadays?
Me?
Yeah, you.
My debt is down to 50,000 barrels.
50,000.
And then the net debt is going to be almost 1 million barrels. But we don't want to talk about that. It's
man.
Okay.
So what
I
did
just
they...
go to people's villages. I just go to people's villages. And I stock up on clothes.
That's true.
I got my ninja helmet. I got my samurai outfit. I got my Carol Danvers.
Oh, my goodness. Have you decorated your house
I got
yet?
My pilot hat. Got my pilot everything.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, my gracious. This woman here. 50,000. So how big is your willingly upgraded house? You know what I'm saying?
It ain't that upgrade. It ain't that upgrade.
But you owe 50,000.
The loan, okay, the loan. Let me tell you what the loan was for. Let me tell you what the loan was for. This is why I'm like, are you serious? The loan is for three other people's houses.
Wait, it's not even for your shit?
I think it's for the bridge. It's either for the bridge or other people's houses.
Old Tom Nick became a politician. This joke out here. Using
no,
everybody's
but
bills.
Like after 18 million years, guess what? They had enough money with the money I'm paying to upgrade the freaking town hall. Hire somebody else to do announcements.
Oh, wow.
But I'm out here.
Animal Crossing?
Getting, yep.
She was chopping up a few weeks ago. She been, you been climbing out of debt.
That's what I just asked
Listen,
her, yeah.
I don't get on it that much, but, like, I was seriously, like, super annoyed because one of my friends, I'm not going to say her name, but I went to her island and her fucking shop is all the way in the back of her fucking island. And she had a couch I wanted. So I had to go up over, I had to go over the creek, up
and
through platforms, around another house to get to the very edge of the island where the freaking shop is. And every time I have to do it, I'm just like, I'm tired. I'm so tired. This is the most I have worked for a rainbow vagina couch in my life. I'm so tired. And they were just like, hey. I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm not coming back to your island. I'm tired.
Ever again.
So if you hear this special person that knows what I'm talking about, move your freaking shop to where it's closer. Damn. Sorry.
She going through it.
Right.
She going through it.
I mean, that's Animal Crossing, dog.
Listen, I have to get certain things. I need a certain outfit. I got my Carol Danvers outfit. I got you, my.
You designed a Karen Danvers outfit for your character.
No, oh, somebody I did. I made a Captain Marvel shirt with the emblem on it. So now I'm doing Captain Marvel. I'm doing.
I mean, people making Captain all Marvel kind in of
Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, the one that I cosplay all the time.
Get that damn.
And I gotta get my samurai outfit completely and my ninja outfit. All I got for my ninja outfit. Oh, I got my Power Ranger outfit.
Which ranger?
I got my Power Ranger.
Pink.
Huh?
Nothing. What ranger?
Silver. Yes. Silver and black. I have a silver and platinum.
Right.
Not Titan. Not platinum.
Right. Silver Ranger. She's definitely not the pink ranger.
First time you saw a Silver Ranger, was that Lost Galaxy?
Yes. That's my favorite one.
Ah, see, I called it. Okay, I was like, yeah, Lost Galaxy had a Silver Ranger. I was like...
Yeah, Lost Galaxy is my favorite Power Ranger.
No, for real, though. Like, Lost Galaxy should have kept going, but then they did, like... Nah, hold on.
They went to fucking time.
Lost in Space had the Silver Ranger.
Yeah.
That's what I was
Lost
saying.
In Space had the Silver Ranger.
Okay, it was Lost in Space.
He was the black guy.
But they brought him back for Lost Galaxy.
Lost in Space was the last season that they did that was linked to the original cast before they skipped generations.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love Lost in Space. My favorite ones. Yeah, my favorite ones were Mighty Morphin. They actually had a thing on Twitter. I did Mighty Morphin. Lost in Space and Lost Galaxy are my favorite three.
Did you do the apparently there was a watch party that Brie Larson had on Twitter recently where everyone watched Captain Marvel tweet their best favorite parts. Did you do that?
It was at an awkward time because the person that runs Captain Marvel News, he's a Brazilian. He was a helped.
Is that the dude that saw the movie 140 times?
Brazil.
I think so.
Yeah, he got a body in his basement.
You know that.
Yep.
You know that. One or two.
What?
Yeah, he got a room.
Brazil.
He has the room.
Right. He's got the room.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's one of the ones. There's one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they were having it at a time that I was out picking up some errands and stuff. So I came in on the tail end of it. They're going to do an end game one soon.
Yeah, because it was trending on Twitter the other day. It was Endgame. Mm-hmm. The moment Cap picked up Mjolnir.
Yeah, Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
And then there was the... We got to
stay on that for a second.
Right, this is a very iconic moment. Because this happened in comics years back.
In
the comics, when he picked it up and we saw that Cap was worthy, we had been wanting to see that in the movies ever since, and they tricked us with that.
Yeah, because they was teased the greatest it moment in Ultron. In MCU
history. Yes.
I have to say, that's the greatest moment in MCU history.
Cap. When they gave us that tease, and you didn't even know you saw it. You're like, did he just move it?
I did, because, like, literally you saw Thor's face change, and I was like,
right,
oh, okay.
It was kind of like a trick, though, because you're like, no, he didn't move it.
I liked where they added the whole Natasha thing in there, too.
Cap played it off, too. He was like, oh, no, guys, I didn't. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, he couldn't. He tried. He got that one inch, and it was like,
Yeah, he couldn't break the enchantment, but that's the only reason.
Bruh.
I like the in that scene, too, where they gave the Natasha one, too.
Bro, when he picked, I'm like, talking
nah,
about
nah,
right.
Nah,
her
nah.
And
uh-huh.
What's her name? Hill. Yeah. They ain't even try. Because like, nope,
you know
you
Natasha
it.
Gets that shit too.
They were like, "Nah, you got,
bro,
got it."
When Cap picked up the hammer, and it was like, because you seen him pick it up, you like, you
no,
seen
he
him.
Didn't pick it up. That motherfucker lifted off the ground.
That bit lifted up
and floated back. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh,
yeah,
because
yeah, you saw him lift up.
And it was like, wait, if we pass him. Oh, shit. Like, dog, when I saw it the first time, I almost stood up in the movie theater, dog. I almost stood up in the movie theater. I legit was about to be like, oh, like.
Dog, the movie theater roared. And they showed different scenes from people that captured it.
Yeah.
And
the
reaction was the same every fucking time, bro. It was like, as soon as it happened, the movie theater was like, oh. Crazy. He picked it up, and I'm talking about. And then
he did the strike down shit, and then
he got it.
Use it.
Swing it right through it.
Right.
Caught it. Boom. Uppercut.
Did the strike down with the shit.
Through the shield.
like this.
Hit that dog, hit it with the shit. I'm talking about hit the shit with the helmet. Hit dog, the combos, he was unleashing a thing on something like, bro. Like, at the end of the day, bro, I am anything but biased. And because I will admit my bias.
But that was a crunk ass moment.
I love Iron Man. Y'all know my love for Iron Man.
Cap was getting his just due.
Bro, Cap is the dog. When it comes to the whole MCU,
he's the man.
Dog, Cap held it down. He has the best trilogy.
Yeah. He does have the best trilogy.
Because the first one is, he missed the first one, but he got 2 and 3. Iron Man is the exact opposite. He got the first one, but the last
yep.
two.
Epic.
The last one was
like, no, man. Bro.
The first Avenger was just.
The
it
second
was the first
one
Avenger.
Was okay. The third one was like, nah,
I'm
but,
talking about the
nah.
trilogy. No, because the thing with the Avengers trilogy is. I'm talking about amongst everybody else, bro. I ain't talking about Avengers. I'm talking about Cap, Iron Man, you know what I'm saying?
Thor.
Like. Yeah, all of that.
Well, the Guardians don't count because they only got volume
weird,
one.
Because
right
I liked the first one, the second one was trash, the third one was amazing.
What you talking about? Well,
the third one was what I felt like the first one.
No,
I'm talking about Thor.
Oh, Thor. Well, I repeat your sequence for Thor.
She liked the first one, Dark World, which everybody hates for whatever reason, and then she liked the third one. She liked Ragnarok.
Dark World is better than the first Thor movie.
It's very slept on.
It slept on. Thor
it's super
2,
slept on,
Thor 2
edit,
is better than Thor 1.
Y'all can have that.
Thor 2 is better than Thor 1.
The only reason that Thor 2 didn't do so well or
it did
go over
well,
so well,
just, it didn't
Natalie
go over
Portman
well.
I could break that down to where and it was just like, it could have been so
Cat
good
Dennis
and it just
it.
Fell short.
I like the cast, man. It was a good movie.
Yeah, but Natalie Portman wasn't doing what she was supposed to do because she thought that she was done. She was done technically.
They didn't have a reason to bring her back for it, if I'm honest.
I mean,
they could have done so much more. Like, here's the thing: like, I like Jane and who she is now, but like the second movie, they did so much that they could have not done.
I mean, they didn't really
so
set her up
they,
either, though. They really made
yeah,
it just
that
little
thing.
Breakup
like, just,
thing. They didn't really build
tried,
her as a character.
They hadn't done anything with Jane, and then they did that with Jane, and I was like,
"And this
y'all
would,
aren't giving me anything."
Yeah,
like, they
Dark
gave
World would have been
okay
the one to do it
was.
Because they talked about all the world science, like all the quantum physics and stuff of the human world as it related to the Asgardian science and technology,
yeah.
But they didn't try
they
to combine them that well.
I mean, I feel
yeah, they
I,
didn't
of course
do
I
it that
agree
well.
With y'all that they could have did a better movie, but for the movie we got,
I liked
I'm,
it. I'm,
a,
I'm just
I'm
saying
real
I will
you.
Acknowledge
I'm
that there
I'm
going to
be real
problems.
With you. Thor, the first Thor was kind of like bland to me, but the second one I feel like I got more out of the second one than I got out of the first one.
Well, see, I have to disagree because I'm slightly more biased towards Thor because I kind of like Thor. He was one of those sleeper Marvel characters.
No,
that
I really like Thor.
Yeah, I mean,
really like Thor.
I read
I
Thor
liked
comics.
How
like,
they did the first
I never
one.
Collected them, but I read Thor comics. Like, I'm excited
yeah.
to see who they gonna see who they're gonna cast as Thunderstrike because he's got
yeah.
to be. And Beta Ray Bill's coming, so I'm excited
yeah,
to
Beta
see
Ray
how they
Bill's
do that.
Who I want to see.
Yeah.
The reason why I like the first one is also because Kenneth Branagh directed it, and I love Kenneth. And also, I liked the vibe that he was trying to go with that set it aside from Iron Man.
I just
and
didn't
Captain
agree
America,
with them
but,
dyeing his eyebrows the same color as his damn wig. That's what fucked
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, yeah, we just that was ugly. But then again, there's a lot of things we could say that was really ugly. That we just back in the day,
you know,
Marvel was trying to
that.
Do some shit.
Right. We won't
yeah,
talk about
there,
that.
But like, I really appreciated what they did, how they made S.H.I.E.L.D., how they brought in Hawkeye and that. I appreciate the details of the first Thor movie. And I just don't agree with what they did as a whole for the second Thor movie.
I got you. I
was happy
yeah,
to see
just,
Christopher Eccleston, the ninth Doctor, again.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I was really
everyone,
happy
everyone
about him.
Shits on
I
Thor 2, but I appreciate Thor. I like Thor 2.
Yeah.
You know
I did, too.
I can't say that I like it because there's so much in my opinion like that's wrong with it.
I wish we would have got the extended version of Thor 2.
I'm not going to talk about
gotten that one.
I wish we had gotten the original version of it.
That's what I mean by the extended version. Yeah.
Yeah, the original version of it would have been so much better.
Yeah, because there were scenes that were missing that would have tied it together better.
I mean,
exactly.
That was a yeah.
But when it comes to Captain America, the first one was the first one. The second one was my favorite Marvel movie. Winter Soldier is my favorite. And that's all I gotta say. Winter Soldier is my favorite. Out of everything.
Well, there was a recent, I guess somewhat of an interview someone did with James Gunn in regards to Guardians of the Galaxy. They weren't necessarily asking him about Guardians 3, but they were able to give some insight. Ask him a few questions. One of the questions they asked was, what was he thinking at the end of Endgame? They trying to get some insight into the third one, but more or less they asked, like, what happened to Star-Lord after Endgame? Apparently he said he couldn't get off Earth quick enough.
So after him and the Asgardians?
James Gunn on Twitter said they asked how Star-Lord felt about being back on Earth after all that time.
Yeah.
And
he said
he despised it. Said Peter despised being back on Earth and got off the planet as fast as he freaking could.
Oh, you mean in the sense of that was the first time he had been back to Earth since he had left.
Yep, it was.
Because he associated it with his mother dying.
Which I can understand.
Yeah,
because Earth is his that last bit of sadness that he has. He's got no connection, and that's the one thing about Star-Lord that I really like that they carried throughout, like in his journey in the comics. They always kept that as one of the overarching stories of him.
He also went on
his yearning to be an Earthling, or Terran as they call him.
He also he also went on to allude that it was none other than David Batista, who fought for him the hardest for him to come back and do the movie.
Oh yeah,
that was like David Batista was really like
Batista loves being in Marvel movies, man. He loves being Drax.
He was like, nah, bro, I gotta rock Drax shit out.
Right, he loves being Drax, dog. Like,
that's gonna be more.
They did Batista so wrong in the WWE, and for him to turn that shit around and become as well known as he is as an actor. I really appreciate
him. Yeah, because he had that Stuber movie, and then he had that other movie that came out.
With him and the girl.
Him and the little girl. Mm-hmm. And I think that was supposed to come out, but I think COVID kind of fucked up, so it's probably on DVD.
It's on digital.
Digital now, yeah.
Because he had like 2 seconds in Blade Runner. Was it? What was it?
Yeah, he was
in Blade Runner $7.99. I forgot what it is. But yeah, he had 2 seconds in that, and he was really good. Like, as an actor, he isn't like The Rock. He actually takes the craft seriously. How do I say this?
Well, see, The Rock takes the craft seriously as well. But see, likes to ham it up, though.
No, at the end of the day, The Rock created that somewhat. He created the acting style that he uses. It's only right that Vin Diesel and The Rock have that whatever real rivalry they might have for the simple fact that they followed the exact same blueprint to where they are and landed at the same fucking place.
Yeah.
They did. These other movies, got bigger movies, did the family movies, War 2-2, did action movie now franchise, super action franchise.
Star. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they rolled that whole wave in there. Like, The Rock.
I get that. Both of them going superhero routes.
Yeah, and fucking... Yeah. You got Vin Diesel as Groot, and he's Bloodshot, but we're not gonna talk about that shit. And then you got Dwayne Johnson over here about to be fucking Black Adam. I hope they don't cast him as Knuckles. Please do not cast him as Knuckles.
Now, I read a report. Like, someone showed the original. Basically, they envisioned Knuckles being from the island, having a Jamaican accent. I'm like, bro, just do it. Just do it for the sake of it.
Do it like those echidnas that were in the flashback when he was a kid. He's one of them from the Knuckles clan. That's what it is. Give him whatever accent you want, but don't let it be Dwayne Johnson.
I was just like, none against The Rock, but it's just like, nah, bro, get somebody from the islands that can really
do not Moana this shit.
Yeah, I was like, give, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
I mean, he's part of the Maori tradition, Maori culture. There's no disrespect to The Rock. So I can understand him being in Moana.
Yeah.
But just because, you know, he looks that way, he can sing, and he's a kid's knowing, like, no, man, it's not Knuckles.
All right, so this week, ever so often, you know, I use my social media to go and talk to Disney Plus at Twitter and ask them, when are they going to put Aladdin in the TV series on Twitter?
Or at least the other movies, like when his brother came back with the golden glove of the thief and all that shit. Like,
I mean, his dad.
That was his dad. Yeah.
Actually, in the TV series, Aladdin had a brother that was supposed to, what the third movie was supposed to be about, revealed that Aladdin had a brother.
Yeah.
But they didn't go about that route. It was a character that was on there that had like a fake hand.
Yeah, the golden hand of the thief or whatever it was.
Not in the movie, but in the series.
Okay.
He had like a flying eel that would fly behind him, and he had like a skeleton hand.
I kinda remember that.
But apparently, a little known fact, Return of Jafar is the very first directly to VHS release of a Disney movie.
That's true. And you know what?
It's Return of Jafar.
I own it.
Yeah. Return of Jafar, like, but they kept that going. The Disney series of Aladdin took place after Return of Jafar.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be right before he got married, because they wanted to give a proper... They actually gave all those characters happily a whole bunch of depth.
Right, yeah.
Instead of just going happily ever after the end of the first movie they gave you.
You find out what that happily ever after was.
I learned that the actor that plays the voice of Homer Simpson played the voice of Genie during the animated series. Because Robin Williams was feuding with Disney during that time. But he did come back for the third Aladdin movie. He came back for it, but they fell out somehow. Probably about some money or something. Cause
you mean the Robin Williams versus Disney?
Yep.
See, what happened there was actually they didn't pay him for all of the ad libs and things that he did, because a lot of stuff in Aladdin, like, that wasn't on script. That was just Robin Williams doing Robin Williams,
right?
And basically, they didn't want it, and they got mad at him for doing it, but they still put it in the movie, and they didn't credit him or pay him for it. Because that, technically, he's part of the screenwriting concept. Like, screenplay, because he, those are his lines.
Yeah, so because once he teed around so much with the ad-lib and the improvisation from the script, he's adding on to the script. So his argument would be, yo, I need to get some back-end money for adding to the script, because... Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't just me. But then, I don't know with the actors, I don't know how far, like, you know, with the guild and stuff, I don't know how much gets negotiated with when it comes to that. But I imagine this is the Wild Wild West, and Disney is Disney, and Robin Williams was a big deal. But, because I always, that was my only complaint about the Aladdin TV series, was he wasn't in it. Like, they replaced Robin Williams. That was my only thing I didn't like about it, but everybody else was there. Like, Gilbert Gottfried was there. Like, playing Iago. You know, everybody was there. And then they gave everybody so much depth. You got Aladdin depth. Jasmine got to see how Aladdin lived. And you still got to see the damn... Boy, that shit was... Honestly, I don't know if it's the racism, but you had the damn guards from Agrabah calling him a damn... saying that and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were really like, how the fuck is Aladdin engaged to the Sultan's daughter? Like, engaged. Then saved Agrabah. But
it gets nothing from it.
But they treating him like straight shit. And the Sultan didn't even get him a damn...
Well, he's still an untouchable, dog. In the sense of the Middle Eastern culture, he's still an untouchable.
Right, Aladdin was like, dang, y'all did Aladdin dirty. But I want Disney Plus to put that series... I want Disney Plus to add that whole series. Like, you can't give me Gargoyles and give me, like, all of these
other series. Like, even Little Mermaid's on there, isn't it?
It might be. I know Timon and Pumbaa TV show on there.
Yeah, so.
Like, no, bro, come I need on, Aladdin.
It's gonna be on there.
I need all of that, Disney Plus. Black, that's you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I'm talking about Disney, man. Like, as much as I love the Mouse House, I'm pretty upset that I haven't gotten Aladdin the TV series. Like, you gave me Goof Troop, but you didn't give me that. Now, I will say this. Prior to this part, I did speak to you, Black.
Yeah.
About Goof Troop. And I had to take a full steaming shit on Goof Troop. I'ma redact that. I'ma retract that. I'm not gonna do that. Because timelines came into effect, and I understand at this point, okay, Goof Troop, like you said, it was like that when it's here. Because I thought about it after you said it, because I was like, yeah, that's true. Because for the longest, I was under the, you know, I was thinking one came before the other. But speaking with you,
yes. The Goofy movie came before the
Goof Troop
show.
Yeah, but talking to Black yesterday really helped me realize that it was the opposite. It was like, that's right, because that makes the most sense. But
it also, they mentioned it in the new DuckTales show, too.
Yeah, they made it canon because in the DuckTales show, one of the triplets, it's their ringtone on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that scene when it went around because everybody was excited about it.
Yeah, DuckTales is kind of like
the new
chronological DuckTales. They're kind of like the main
DuckTales universe.
Yeah.
They're
like the main canalizing universe.
It has to be, because you got Darkwing Duck and was related to DuckTales, which was related, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that coincided. And I appreciate the fact that DuckTales spun off until Darkwing Duck, you know, and that was like, no, bro, that was pretty dope. But, when it came to Goof Troop, Goof Troop was one of them shows that I watched it because it was on this after school, but it wasn't one of the shows I was waiting to see. Aladdin was one of them shows I was waiting to see. And I hated the fact that Goof Troop came after Aladdin, because I had to run and hope that the bus came early for me to catch Aladdin. Like, I had to be on my shit to catch Aladdin. Goof Troop came on later in the day and I was able to catch it, but Aladdin was the show I really wanted to see. It was kind of like when I got sent home from suspension and I learned that around 2:00 they showed Boy Meets World for a whole hour.
Right, like, bro, I can get caught
every
up on
day.
All Boy Meets World that I missed.
Yeah, after that, I started recording it. Every day I'm recording Boy Meets World, because I was like, oh, man, I can't TGIF. I get it 1 hour. I get it 30 minutes every Friday. Now I can catch up the whole series. But anyway, back to Goof Troop, man. I can't shit on Goof Troop like that, because what they did with the Goofy movie. Goof Troop was pretty much about Goofy, and a Goofy movie was about Max. It was about Goofy being the father, but it was about Max. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate how Black it was. Like, this week marked the 25th anniversary of a Goofy movie, right, which is the quintessential, like, Black Disney movie, period. Because in that era, well,
Princess and the Frog, Goofy movie was as Black as you were going to get.
Yeah, that was as Black as you were going to get. It's like, let's take this back, Black. Like, you got Max, and Goofy got convinced by Pete and the principal, oh, Max got to get it together. He was at school inciting a riot. He got to wear he's wearing a hoodie. You got to get him before he ends up in the electric chair. And which was like, that's like every Black parent's worst nightmare for their child, is getting thrown into the system.
Becoming a delinquent.
Yeah, becoming a delinquent, getting thrown into the system. So it's like, damn, y'all really gave Max this Black, like, life. Like, the Black fear is Goofy is trying to, like, I'm protect my son.
And you can tell me old girl wasn't Black, though.
Roxanne.
You can tell she was Black, bro.
Yeah, she was, man. Like,
everything
about her. The light-skinned girl.
Exactly.
The light-skinned girl with the mold.
Right. Everything about her was the nerdy Black girl.
When Max got on there and did Powerline, bro, it was over with. It was like, nah, what's Powerline? Right. The fact that he sung and danced, I was like, nah, y'all, that's some
Black shit.
That's Black folk shit. Like, it's no shade.
That joke is not finna be up here R&B-ing it up for some white girl. Trust me. Okay, I'd have passed it if she was Hispanic.
Roxanne was a big fan of Powerline.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, that's Black music, so it's like, no, like, that's what you gonna get. Like, I ain't saying white girls ain't gonna like that, but I'm saying it's the 90s. I don't know what they intended, but the fact that they used the music to link the characters together.
She was the middle-class, light-skinned Black girl. He was the lower-class Black kid.
You know what I'm saying? Daddy, you know what I'm saying? Daddy trying to be good, but he really messed
up. Oh, my God.
No, bro, Goofy.
No, that's how Goofy was. Because that's what
Goofy
was.
No, because originally Goofy was a country hit.
Yeah, Goofy was a country hit.
Goofy was a country hit.
That Mickey Mouse knew.
No. And then Goofy, when they first introduced Goofy, Goofy was like the stage. He was the curtain guy for Mickey Mouse when he go on stage.
Right. At first they tried to pair him
Goofy
with
was
Daisy
Bojangles,
the Cow,
bro.
Yeah.
Goofy was Bojangles. He was supposed to be a country bumpkin, like, cool.
Right. They were
going to
pair him with a fucking
dude.
Cow, dog.
Bro, like, Goofy was basically like an Uncle Tom, bro. Like,
him and Pluto are both dogs, and look at Pluto and look at him.
But at some point, that's just how I'm kind of feeling Goofy. But at some point, I feel like they made Goofy like an everyday man. They made Goofy like just a regular guy. He became the regular guy. But I think the early intentions of Goofy, when I see early Goofy stuff before Goofy had any layers, Goofy was like the funny country comic relief. Yeah. We just gonna use you. And you Goofy. I'm gotta think, I just assume that people back in that time are prejudiced enough with Jim Crow and all this shit that if you got this goofy ass character that keeps tripping over himself and doing all this goofy
the
shit.
The dumpy tall black dude.
You thinking, right? You thinking of the dopey tall black dude, man. Goofy originally intent was like the goofy black dude, bro. You can't convince, dog.
That black makes, gonna know who I'm talking about as soon as I say this. The op dude.
He caught that one.
Yep.
But I don't know, man. Max and, man, so. Black, you probably already know this, but I just, you know, I learned this, you know, looking in the Goofy movie, I found out recently that Powerline was supposed to be performed by Bobby Brown.
Got performed.
By Tevin Campbell. Because Bobby Brown was in rehab.
Yep.
Bobby Brown checked himself in the rehab. They designed Powerline specifically for Bobby Brown to voice dance. Even with all the controversy, you couldn't deny Bobby Brown.
Yep.
It looked like him, man. How he dressed in
90s Bobby Brown, yeah.
After I saw the part, I always thought Bobby Brown.
And the black pompadour.
And yeah, but then when I heard the music, I was like, oh, no, he just bait. You know what I'm saying? So it made sense when I learned that. I was like, oh, that made sense because he looked just like him.
But Tevin Campbell sang in that same range. He was just always singing that falsetto shit.
Tevin Campbell had the voice.
Then he just, yeah.
Well, the rumor has it, the reason why Tevin Campbell was selected was when he sung the Ashley Happy Birthday on The Fresh Prince. That said, people, like, it was a lot of white folks, like, executives, they didn't know who the fuck he was. And he did that on Fresh Prince. And that was like, oh, that guy? I'm like, yeah, I got
that. No, I can't believe that because he was in,
I mean, he was one of, like...
No, he was in...
He came up under Quincy Jones, so the industry had to know who the fuck he was.
Yeah, he was on Graffiti Bridge before then, so people knew who Tevin Campbell was, now.
Look, I'm just saying what I seen, but I will say...
He was in Prince's second movie. Motherfuckers knew who Tevin Campbell was.
Oh, and that's the other thing. The producer of all the Powerline songs was Prince's producers when he did the Purple Rain album.
I can believe that, because you can kind of hear it.
It had the same producer as Prince. Powerline had the same producer as Prince, like in real life.
I can believe
it was
that.
David Z. David Z was produced the Powerline songs. Like I thought that was really dope.
Some people fall for the typical thing, leaning on it, laughing in
the... I can believe that.
No, man, you got it down, bro. You gonna have to finish up that song, bro. At some point, though. Bro, you got to do that cosplay.
No, because people cosplay as Powerline, dog, but they don't do it right. They try to make it look cartoony and shit, but they don't make it look the perfect balance of cartoony and realistic. They try to have him with the big floppy-ass hands thin and shit.
If you got the suit and got the wig, bro, it's over with. Because you can sing and you can dance.
And the prosthetic nose, dog. You ain't got to do the extra shit with the regular glasses or... Between me and Skull's dog, we'll make you some fucking Powerline glasses. Like, bruh. Hey,
yeah. Bruh.
Because folk don't do Powerline the right way. They try to just get him to look cartoony.
But I produce you, bro. I would go to the con. I'm talking about cutting the lights.
And just start singing.
Hitting the dance. And they're like, oh, no.
This is really Powerline.
Like, oh.
Because that's kind of like the age of cosplay now. It's all about cosplay / performing in between.
I got my ultimate cosplay idea that I'm going to do one day, but it's going to take money to get this shit pulled off. This is a couple thousand dollar cosplay I did. I can't even say online. So I'm going to pause. So,
Sil been to con. She know what the fuck we talking about.
I know, right?
Yeah, I do. I just don't do it.
Right, this woman been to many, many cons, especially hanging out with my motherfucking ass. She done seen lots of shit.
Yeah, I've been through some shit. Drunk girls. Drunk girls, high girls, high dudes, high drunk people, people throwing up. I done seen some shit.
Not all those.
I mean, I've never thrown up at a time. Starman
looking at me like, bruh, this is what happens. Like, not all
no,
those.
No, because I got to give a special shout out and condolences to all the individuals who it was learned this week that MomoCon is canceled for the 2020 year. Not postponed, but canceled. MomoCon has been canceled.
As the official, unofficial representative of MomoCon through via vis-a-vis the Ninja Please podcast. Yes, MomoCon is canceled.
MomoCon is canceled.
If people have already paid for their hotel rooms, they are trying to arrange ways to get you guys your refunds. If you already fully booked your room and all that shit, if you already fully
bought your badges and all that. If they're really down with the con, then that'll go over gracefully, and they'll just give people their refunds and clip that whole weekend because there's nothing to keep people here. Right. And it's like, bro, you're gonna sink, you will tank your rep if you get out here and try some capitalistic bullshit and just take that money.
It's too late.
They're too late. No.
Yeah.
Ninja Please Podcast is aiming for AWG.
And they moved.
But we'll see how that goes.
Guess who they confirmed that was coming?
Who?
Fucking Nolan North, the voice of Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake. I was so excited because I missed him the last time.
Yes.
I missed him the last time. I was like, let's go.
Me too. And fucking, I can't think of the other guy's name. Can't think of his name. And Baker. Troy Baker.
Ooh. Yes, and I love Troy Baker. I went one year for a day just to see Troy Baker.
He was also the voice of Batman.
MomoCon gave me Crispin Freeman.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Crispin Freeman panel was at MomoCon. Crispin Freeman. Yes, Crispin Freeman.
We were in that panel.
But it's a lot of cons that got canceled. I can't confirm this for sure, but I'm trying to think.
Well, they moved. They did move. They moved the block for reserving rooms for AWA to June.
Yeah, they moved it all the way back to June just to see what they're going to do with that.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I don't know about Dragon Con, but yeah.
Look, I don't give a damn.
Dragon Con, the fucking world ends. No, here's the thing. If Dragon Con goes on... Depending on how Dragon Con goes, AWA is still going on. If Dragon Con cancels, AWA is canceled. But if Dragon Con don't cancel, you get AWA.
I agree with that.
It all hinges on Dragon Con.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
We just got to start watching and seeing what these other bigger cons do.
Yeah.
See what MetroCon is going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The curve is starting to flatten, but we're going to have to see some July shit, bro.
We got to see if these summer cons actually do.
July's the summer checkpoint. If anything, 4th of July weekend is looking real crucial to the fall right now, depending on how 4th of July weekend go. If there is no 4th of July weekend, the con probably cancels.
Because AMC is speculatorily filing for bankruptcy. And I don't believe that.
They are looking into bankruptcy lawyers.
How can the movie theater file for bankruptcy if all of them are closed? Like, you're not losing any money.
You ain't losing no money, you ain't making no money.
No movies are coming out, so none of y'all are losing.
But if you pay, I don't know how that shit go, but we gonna see. It's just like, bro, like, that. If it hurt y'all that quick, is it that? Like, I don't know. All I know, these other theater companies are doing all right. But, I mean, I get y'all whole business decides on...
Plus, y'all got a fucking TV network.
That AMC TV network is the theaters, same company, right?
Yeah. Y'all ain't hurting for shit. what are you hurting for?
The Walking Dead ain't hurting, so y'all ain't hurting.
And everybody who wasn't watching Enter the Badlands is damn sure watching it now.
I got to give you some love. I got to give you some flowers. I appreciate you putting us on to the Harley Quinn animated series because, as I expressed earlier in this part, I watched the live action movie and, you know, had good things to say about it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not going to spoil it for you because you haven't seen it yet. What I will tell you is Yeah, you get a girl movie, but bro, it's like it's worth seeing, bro. Like I don't think you're gonna be disappointed.
Oh yeah.
Like the Harley Quinn movie is.
Yeah, but, I want to see it. But, you know.
The reason why I'm saying, we're gonna make that happen. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is this. Some people may see that movie and feel some type of way. What I want to express to the people who see the Harley Quinn movie and then get the Harley Quinn they want it, I'm gonna tell you, watch the animated series. Cause not really season two. Like, the series gives you the take on Harley Quinn, I would say. If you want the dirty, gritty, like, just obscene version, go with the animated version. Like, I honestly think more people would prefer the animated version to the live action. I will say this with you, Black. So, episode one kind of almost disappointed me, but they did enough of shit that I like. It kind of pulled me back.
Episode one and season two, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. Because it was so all over the place. But I got to see Shark King eat people, and I don't know what the fuck it is about King Shark eating people, but that shit was funny as fuck.
It's funny because
the way it happened, it's just like, you know, shit just start going down. It's because just eat somebody. And I'm like, man, look. they gave me this gag. It's like I wasn't even laughing. The whole episode is kind of dry. And then I get that moment, I start laughing again. I was like, how come y'all ain't do this in the first 5 minutes, man? Damn. I had to wait too long for my laugh. But when it got funny, it started getting funny. I will say that.
Y'all might draw me back in. I don't know.
I mean, this season, I ain't seen Kite Man yet. That's the spoiler. That's the only spoiler I'm going to give you, man. Kite Man, I ain't seen him yet. But Kite Man was my favorite person in season one. Season two, I ain't seen him yet, but...
Bro, yes, he was.
What?
Kite Man was in it, bro. What you talking about?
I only seen the first two episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He was in it.
I ain't see Kite Man.
He was in it, dog, when they were going to the to the college.
I'm gonna have to go. Mine cut off like at a certain point where that was the end of the episode. I don't know. I might have missed it.
No, I'm talking about when they were going to the Riddler University. When they were going to that bit, he was giving them the ride.
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, man, because that shit was, like, funny as fuck. That little quick little cameo they gave me was funny, man.
How did I miss that one?
I don't know, bro.
I feel like I don't miss something. I'm like, hold on.
Because Harlan was like, oh, y'all making me sick. And then what Harlan left for the night was like, thought it was kind of romantic, babe. He was like, nice. It was funny, man.
Man, I appreciate it. I'm waiting for them to get in their gears. When they get in their gears, they got it. Language-wise, they got it. Like, it's violent. They cuss. Like,
I guess, man.
Like, one day, you know, I'm gonna pop up on Black.
Mm-hmm.
Pop up with a little song. I'm gonna whisper in it. I say, hey, baby, when we get in here, like, you know, my nigga Black, first thing I want you to say is, oh, so this is where you fuck the bats. Oh, so this is where you fuck the bats.
No. Like, no. No, it is not. Jesus.
That shit was funny as fuck. She was just talking shit to Batman. Oh, so this is where you fuck the bats. Like, man, y'all chill. Oh. But yeah, Black, I get what you were saying, talking about they were listening. They scaled back just leaning on obscene, vulgar language. And they were trying to, like, get your actual plot instead of just cussing for no damn reason to make you laugh. Don't get me wrong. I'm one of those one-tenth of one percentile that really likes when you do that shit. And you didn't do it, and I kind of feel like, fuck, man.
Right, I kind of wanted y'all to cuss.
I like when y'all just do this childish, you know, lowbrow humor. I like lowbrow adult humor.
I mean, they did damn they say motherfucker a lot of them.
They do it. The language is all over there, but like I said, it's on two episodes. They gave us, what, 12 last time? 13? 12, 13? It's like, yeah, they give you a lot. But no, this season, it started off strong, man. It's funny.
I might get back into it. I don't
like
know.
It's just a different. I don't know. It's just a little different ride, but yeah, I'm all in.
I mean, well, I'm just glad they're giving me something animated.
Yeah,
because they finally confirmed that Deathstroke is gonna come back.
So, about damn time.
Well, come on, Deathstroke. Yeah, but that's it. They were saying that's at the fall, and it's exactly what we called as far as. I think the reception for it was so overwhelmingly positive.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, bro, just finish the season. Right. They rolled out a pilot, and they did not have a series. Just to see if we were going to want a series.
Right.
Then we end up wanting the series, so now they're making the series.
They have nothing else for it, so.
So, I think that's what happened, because.
We're really playing the waiting game on it.
The episode, because the little two episodes you got, it looked like it's almost 40 minutes long. It's almost like, it's what, 40, 45 minutes long?
Yeah, it's almost.
With commercials, it would have been an hour.
Yeah, it would have been a feature.
It would have been. Yeah. So. I kind of feel with them giving us that, they tried to give us all of that in that one episode.
Yeah.
That they didn't plan it out. It felt like it could have just ended how it ended, but you telling me that I'm getting episode 2 through whatever, I'm excited.
Right, and then it's like, okay, so when is it coming out? Like, well, technically we didn't have no show. That was really the filler. Like, it wasn't like we had a pilot that was going to go forward. No, like, uh-huh. That was it. Yeah. So I'm with that. That really was the feeler for it. So, I mean, I'm not mad. But that kind of opens another question.
Uh-oh.
What is DC going to do moving forward? Because from what I know, Apocalypse War is the last that we have coming from these storylines we got.
Yeah. That. And I'm excited for it because I didn't even realize when they did Flashpoint. When they did the Flashpoint paradox,
telling us they were doing a story arc, like that was 2013,
bro. I didn't even realize it when they did it. I just watched it.
Yeah, thinking like, oh, okay, y'all made the movie for the comic. All right, I appreciate it. Let me watch that.
Yeah, I just watched it for the comic. I didn't think it had shit to do with none of the movies that came after it.
Right. There's a whole animated cinematic universe that they doing. I'm cool with that.
And dog, it's really been great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole list. All of those. What'd you say, Black?
I'm saying, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. That's like everything that they did. And they even snuck New 52 in with it.
Yeah. They tried to keep it close to the comics. Well, echo the comics as much as they could to keep people who weren't reading everything as relevant as they could.
You want me to tell you when I realized it?
When's that?
When they did the death of Return of Superman twice.
Right. We're going to do them in two separate forms, and then we're going to come back and give you the uncut version.
They did it one time prior. This was like 07. They did
that bullshit Doomsday DVD that I bought.
They did that back in 07, and then they redid it again in like 2017. Like 10 years later, they redid it again.
Yep.
Within that time.
They did it that second time because of the movie.
You think so? You think it was bad? I think it was more or less... Looking back at what they did with the Flashpoint Paradox, how this was New 52, you know, Batman, Superman, DC, like, I kind of feel like they had to give us the New 52 Death and Return of Superman that was more or less based on the comics. But you say it was based on the live action?
Well, you got to think about Batman it. I kind of agree with Black on that one because at the time, that was when Zack Snyder was still the one who was going to be Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he did.
Pretty much James Gunn.
He did The Watchmen. And that's like my, honestly, I think that's his best superhero movie, but.
Yeah, because Batman vs. Superman didn't come out how he wanted it to come out. And Justice League was supposed to tie in to five other movies, which is what you were talking about before.
Because Cyborg was supposed to come out like 2 weeks ago, yeah. Like a week ago.
And we did not get it.
We didn't get it. The movie ain't even there.
Yeah, because everything that Zack Snyder was attached to was gone. When Joss Whedon picked up Justice League, that shit was out the window. All that shit. They rewrote everything.
Go ahead, Black.
They're saying now that Snyder's trying to pitch a new Nightwing.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of
I mean,
that.
They shouldn't have. they shouldn't have fucked up the Nightwing concept way back in the day. They
dog, they and then talking about going. At the end of Batman, talking about that Jason Gordon-Levitt was not Dick Grayson. Like,
I'm
oh no,
still, I'm still he was mad a about random that.
Police detective who happened to find the Batcave. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Get like, the actual the fuck out of here.
The fact that they don't include Robin.
Dick Grayson's alias,
I feel like
exactly, bro.
You get more out of Batman when you add Robin. I don't know why they're fucking scared to just throw Robin in the movies.
Because dog. Who was the one that made the Batman and Batman Beyond, Batman Forever and Batman and Robin? Who was that?
You're an inspiration for birth control.
Chris O'Donnell was
Batman. No, who was the director? Robin. Who was that guy? Who was that guy?
I know.
The director of that shit back then, they were scared to go back to that because he made it all that homoerotic, super campy.
Joel
Schumacher. That's his goddamn name. Man.
Yeah.
Baby,
yeah, exactly. Just kiss from a rose on the green. What the fuck does Seal have to do with anything with no. Batman? Nothing.
Gotham this City song for don't make ghetto.
Sense. And thank you, R. Kelly. Gotham City for the ghetto. Bruh. What? Gotham City is the
I
ghetto.
Believe
like,
I can fly.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Space Jam.
And
my bad.
Space Jam, but it's but, like
anyway. You get the whole era. The whole era, like the music. I felt like. That was
soundtracks
that
for movies back then would
the
not.
The soundtrack started getting bigger than the movies, yeah. And the movies stopped fucking with soundtracks yeah. As a result.
And then it became. Sound?
We were just talking about a soundtrack recently, me and you. It was a soundtrack that was like bigger. Is this movie with a soundtrack? We was just Wild Wild West.
Oh yeah,
how
yeah.
How the music. Steampunk shit? They don't do no steampunk shit, but right. We got Wild Wild West and people shit on. I was like, Wild Wild West went that bad, bro.
But it was just the way that they approached the right. Steampunk method, and it was like, this ain't it. And then we were talking about because I forgot what person said it. They were talking shit to Will Smith and said it to him. It was like, well, you know, Wild Wild West fucked up because it didn't use Kool Moe Dee. Like, you ooh. Went with Drew Hill. Like, I mean, let's be real about it. You sampled Kool Moe Dee, but didn't use him until the fucking VMAs.
But that song was
he
big.
He never
fuck.
Performed with that nigga.
Yeah. That song was
until
big.
Until the VMAs.
That song was huge.
Yeah.
It was bigger than the movie.
Yeah, but it was him and Drew Hill. Not. Not,
that's probably the reason Dan Drew Hill broke up in the first
thank you,
place.
Thank you.
Wild Wild West broke them niggas up.
The Wild Wild West.
But I seen Cisco yeah. on goddamn. I seen him on the Breakfast Club with like two other dudes from another group. But
yeah, because fuck, they signed him and reformed as Black Tony.
You know them the dudes from Player, right?
Yeah, he with Drew Hill now. I seen the interview on the Breakfast Club.
Both of them was from Player. And when the dude died from Player.
Yeah, they just combined Player, Drew Hill, and what was the other one?
That's why
he was just the dude that was joined the group. He joined the group. Damn, what album was that? The one after the one with Scola.
No, I'm saying, though, but they combined Player, Drew Hill, and what was the other group? The dude from the other group.
No, that's what I'm saying. The dude from the other group was Drew Hill. He was a Drew Hill member. It was only... two dudes from Player, Cisco and Nokio, and the third dude that was a new member from Drew Hill after Scola left. They had the dude named Tao on there.
Oh, okay. I thought he came from like another old group, like Face or some shit.
Nah, he was Drew Hill not too long ago, as a matter of fact. Like 2017, somewhere around there.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I thought he came from like another R&B super black boy band from back in the day.
He was crazy.
We didn't have boy bands as black as young black kids. We didn't have boy bands.
We had
R&B groups.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's R&B.
Wait, I thought. What about Immature?
That wasn't the boy band. That was the R&B group. Because they weren't preteens. They were teenagers.
Oh, they were preteen when they first
came out. They were preteen when they first came out.
Well, yeah, because on House Party, they were preteen. But that...
We had another Bad Creation. We had...
Crisscross. But they weren't boy bands, though. That was rapping shit.
And they were still R&B. They wasn't boy bands.
I guess you mean the boy band is different. It wasn't,
no, like they weren't boy band style.
Backstreet Boys, all that.
Yeah.
You mean Backstreet Boys and stuff like that?
Yeah, they weren't pop style or before Backstreet Boys. Oh, you mean pop group?
Because I'm like, boy band means everything. It doesn't just mean, it means everything. So I'm like
New Kids on the Block and all that shit. Group? Even they weren't that kind of style either, though.
Yeah, that's pop.
Yeah, that's boy band shit.
I guess you mean pop, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, boy band shit.
Well, yeah, we ain't really had that. We had like the young R&B groups, like you said. Like, what's your name?
R&B groups were our version of what the pop groups were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really just, it's the same thing, it's just different flavor. Yeah, B2K, yeah, B2K.
Yeah, I think B2K, I guess I would have considered that the first black boy band I ever saw. And that's fucked up because they were just immature 2.0. Right. What was that shit? The bop, bop, bop.
Baby, turn around and let me see you. Thanks,
everybody. Go, bop, bop, bop. This man about to drop.
And a Mario, you dancing motherfucker. You got moves out this world. And your cousin, Marcus Houston, and you keep on trying to get us to believe that that motherfucker can dance and he can't. Uh-huh. Y'all know it.
We got who got served.
Right, we saw who got served in that movie, and it definitely wasn't your ass.
This motherfucker got his serve.
We got to do this one for Lil Saint.
Mm-hmm. Black in the morning.
Hey, he was though. He was in the More Than the Woman video.
Man, I'm gonna stop telling folks that shit.
Nigga, look. It's not our fault that you was there.
You was in the video, nigga.
It's not our fault you was there.
More than a woman.
Right.
Goddamn, Timberland got down on that shit, though. I can't even lie. That beat was
hard. Man, hey, speaking of which, I just watched the new Hot Ones, and Justin Timberlake was on there.
Really?
Yes.
What goddamn JT talking about?
JT was talking about when he first heard the beat for Cry Me a River. Mm. And he said that there was no beat when he first heard it. Timberland basically gave him a rough beatbox of the outline of what he wanted the beat to be. That is what got JT interested. So then he kind of went off and did the artist get in the zone to make the song type thing. Then he came back and Timbaland had pretty much the base of what became Cry Me a River.
Okay.
Because he was like, yeah, you know, me and Timbaland, we were hanging out at the time. Like, you know, just two kind of dudes like would hang out. And he's like, yo, JT, I'm working on this thing. So it was like one of those situations. And he really beatboxed it in that weird ass way that, you know, Timbaland beatboxes in. He was like, yeah, the vocals and the and all this. He was like, I kind of felt where he was going, but I didn't know what he was doing. But then I just went back and started writing the song and came back, and that's how it happened. And it was funny the way he told the story, because it's like, I could picture Timbaland doing that. Because he was like, and I really wasn't, because he was like, he knew that JT wasn't in a good state. Like, he knew that he was feeling bad after the whole Britney breakup and everything. It was kind of like it just cut.
At some point, you got to question how real that shit was, because it's...
No, them jokers are friends, bro. Like, they boys, man.
No, I'm talking about with the shit with Britney and Justin.
Oh, that was real. That was real.
I mean, they were no going back.
Boy, the fucking Mickey Mouse Club together, dog.
I just want to know if somebody cheated and whatnot.
At first they wanted to be together, and then it was like, oh no, you know what? This shit will work. Y'all gotta be together, and that's
It's kind of like the Kirsten Stewart thing with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, they were in a movie together. Then everybody started shipping them
together.
Right, and then it's like our real relationship ain't and what then y'all they were shipping. Like,
yo, we can sell every fucking thing if y'all two really fuck.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like y'all fucking up our real relationship, and it just did not work.
Kirsten Stewart said in an interview that she was advised by her agency not to deal with him.
Yeah.
Not to come out of the closet. Because she was up for a Marvel role, and that would tarnish her getting the role. She said that in an interview.
I don't know if Kristen Stewart would have ever been in a Marvel movie, Doug.
What you talking about?
I don't know either.
Kristen Stewart is supposed to be a Scarlet Witch.
No, the hell she was.
Yeah, that's who that was going to get Scarlet Witch.
She was one of the people. No. Yeah,
it was her.
I'm so glad.
That's the only Marvel character I can think of Kristen Stewart playing. I was like, Scarlet
Witch. It was either that or the only person I could personally see her as is Polaris. But they don't even have. They don't have a. They did
that's
talk
now.
About her.
That's
they
now.
Nah. So it, yeah. So wait, okay. The Scarlet that's Witch. Sound, can you see that?
Hell no, bro.
Ooh, huh?
Scarlet Witch.
What?
Kristen Stewart is Scarlet Witch.
Shit, no.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Kristen Stewart is Scarlet
then
Witch,
again,
bro. She ain't got no emotional depth.
Let me be honest.
In any of her movies, I've never seen emotional depth come from her.
I guess she...
What have you seen all of her movies, though? Because you sound like my mama. Because me, one thing I got to say about me and my aunt, we didn't agree on everything, but we watched a lot of movies. And the one movie we saw, I forgot what it is, it's Welcome to Something, that Kirsten Stewart was in, and she had emotional depth. It was all her big Hollywood-ass movies. That she had no depth. She forgot how to act.
MK Ultra movie wasn't no big Hollywood movie. That was an independent movie.
I don't even know what that is. But
yeah, it's the one with the dude who played Lex Luthor in Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they were both like stoners or whatever.
But she was good in Adventureland though. I know what you mean. She was good in Adventureland, though. She's good in that one.
Yeah, I'll give you that. She was good in Adventureland.
Did you give me that one? Celeste,
it's the different movies.
Did you start reading the Gotham High?
I finished it. I told y'all I would finish that in an hour. I don't take very long to read things. I read it. They have this graphic novel series because there's a Zatanna one and there's a Nightwing one that's out. And I don't know. I wanted to read the Gotham High one because I'm just like, oh, Gotham High. Like, oh, this is going to be cool. Like,
Black, you read that?
What was that? Like, Avengers High.
Mm. Okay.
Well, see, now I got to ask this question. I got to pose a question after the fact.
Oh, but let me finish what I was saying. But if you want my review of it, out of 10, I give it a 4.5.
Shit.
I mean, Gotham High didn't look promising.
4.5.
It didn't look promising.
They ain't need no 5.
I thought it would be okay. I was really excited because I was like, okay, we got a new spin on a concept.
They need to stop.
We going back. They're going to be in high school as like teenagers and stuff. I guessed every single thing that was going to happen and what was going on and how it ended. And I was like,
they need to stop that.
They need to stop it. It's like they should have just said,
trying to make everybody go back to high school is not a good way to like revamp shit, man. It's not that age no more, man.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you right now.
We're in the age where motherfuckers thinking real shit, like what's happening in the real world.
That shit never was the fucking move. That shit.
No, it worked with X-Men Evolution.
X-Men Evolution was fucking trash.
No,
it's absolute fucking trash.
No, man.
X-Men Evolution was garbage.
No, bro.
No, I can't hear this.
No, bro, because it fit with the comic book storyline so well, bro. That was like the one time that TV and comic books was together.
Bro, I hate it.
It
man. What?
Thank you.
It got its comic series because of that show.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
It tied in so like much it. Shit from
but
the
see,
comic
that was because
band.
It started to make that formula what everybody was going to do. Like, oh, man, we got to reinvent this character, take him back to high school.
I didn't
do
tell
the ultimate shit. It was like,
Yeah, no, like Ultimate
Shield. I don't know, man. Storyline for everybody. At the end of the day, on the heels of me having X-Men and Spider-Man.
The best X-Men revamp I ever saw was the one when they gave us that super psychedelic one.
Man, and it was
the
new
X-Men. And Sil, you know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, when Cyclops had the bomber jacket on the cover.
Yup.
Somebody
that
comment.
Shit was fly.
Yeah, but see, that was like the best the way they took him back to high school. They gave him this edgy ass fucking psychedelic twist to it. It was like,
I feel like X-Men Evolution did work because I'm not in the popular, you know, I'm in the unpopular opinion with that. But I'll wear that cape proudly because that's just how I feel about it. Like, you enjoy it, but I wasn't fucking with it. I tried because I felt like I tried harder to like that show more than I did any other show that came out around that age. I tried hard to like it, and I just never ended up liking it.
It was more cerebral than it should have been at the time, and if you wasn't really trying to find out what the backstory or the side message was,
I'll put it like this:
you wasn't gonna like the show.
I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch X-Men Evolution. I'd rather watch Daria. I'm gonna put it exactly like that.
18 million different light years away, but all right.
No, nigga, why? Why I'm gonna watch X-Men Evolution?
It's the same shit.
I'm gonna just watch Daria. Don't water down this shit. Let me just get this shit because you're trying to give me a superhero. You're trying to give me a superhero Daria, and it's not cute, bro. Keep that shit.
He's kind of right. He's kind of right.
You try to give me superhero Daria.
I don't see the correlation.
I don't see it, bro.
I don't see the correlation there.
High school,
but let me get back.
Drama? Just being Daria and Quinn.
High school drama. You got the golf. You gave me the fucking Breakfast Club with X-Men, dog, and you expect me to swallow that shit like it's fucking filet mignon?
Right.
The
main X-Men in you X-Men gave me the Evolution were the main Breakfast character Club. Traits. No, they're the main character traits of Daria, Quinn, and Jane.
And then
I do kind of see
that's from the Breakfast Club. And that's from the Breakfast Club. You gave me Breakfast Club with X-Men. That's what X-Men Evolution was.
Man, I like that. Now, I will say I love the Breakfast Club. It's one of my favorite movies.
Say you like it. I'm just telling you what it looks like it is. You know.
But, I mean, that's fine with me. But it also, the thing that made it so relevant to me was Daria is a whole different dark ass case of people like me in high school. X-Men was
the era.
They gave you the
trope. I don't see how anybody who wasn't 17 in 1999 was Daria. Like, that window was real close. Like, that
hell
window.
Hell no, it wasn't, dog.
For Daria?
No, it wasn't.
Nope. People think Daria existed by itself. Daria started on Beavis
and
Butthead.
I know that.
Before. Yeah, that type of girl, but that wasn't type the Daria of mentality that existed. That was part of the whole punk and pre... Or that rock and roll mentality of those kids back
bro,
then.
Bro, that was the grand closing of MTV. That was the grand closing.
Yeah, it was.
Of old MTV, because that was when it started to evolve into that new
After Dark, you got a completely different MTV. I feel like that's the grand closing.
You got
closing.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, once they stopped showing liquid television and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because they gave you a Daria movie, and I really fuck with the Daria movie because... They related it back to the series. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. Because I remember when the show just really got good. But at a certain point... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No. You say what you got to say because I was going to go back to my original point.
About Daria or about...
About the comic Evolution. Thing.
I ain't know about the comic thing. I ain't know about the comic thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't privy to that back then. But
well, I was going to go back to... The Gotham High thing and how they have Zatanna and they have Nightwing. They also have a Raven series. Well, it's not a series. They have a Raven graphic novel. And I fuck with that shit so hard. Because it's done by the person who did the book, the Beautiful Creature series, book series. And they do Raven really good. And the artwork is really cool. And I like the new updated version. And I think they're working on doing like that. They're doing the Teen Titans in that high school aspect. But it's really good. And that's why I read Gotham High. Huh?
I got number one of that for sale.
Awesome beans. I'll hit you up.
Bro, you might want to make a goddamn commercial, nigga. Slide that bitch in.
got that on sale.
Now, going on the Fables Comics 2.0 on Instagram, you've got a dollar sale going on until Sunday night. You've got it.
Bro, there we go.
You sound like you could pull off a good Space Ghost. Bro, you sounded just like fucking Space Ghost then, bro. Dog, you know I always wanted them gauntlet Space Ghost hat, though.
Hell yes.
Bro, you just press some shit
power
in
the bands, dog.
On the power bands so hard, bro. Space Ghost hat on power bands. I want them. Dog, all right, I got to ask y'all this. If you could choose their powers, who'd you want to be? Birdman or Space Ghost?
Space Ghost all the way. Space Ghost all the way.
Space Ghost.
I can't be Birdman, bro. Birdman.
Like, you got to have
you
the
be Birdman Black.
If you ain't got the little crest on your head, you can't
hell
use the sun power. Fuck
like,
that
like,
shit. Birdman ain't shit but a lawyer when he's not Birdman, bro.
Space Ghost was the shit, bro. Space Ghost was the shit.
And Space Ghost got revamped in the goddamn that Scooby-Doo apocalypse storyline. Bruh, do you not know the new Space Ghost storyline, bruh?
No.
This man, he is a ghost. Like, he used to be like an intergalactic policeman on some Green Lantern type shit. And his wife and child got killed. And he got, yeah, that's when they revamped him in the comic, yeah. And he got killed. But whoever it is, they brought him back to life. That's where the power bands and the fucking invisible belt and shit come from.
I thought like, that was just from Hanna-Barbera shit.
I mean, they revamped it and made it into this. His canon is like really dark.
Whew. Space Ghost.
Like, he's not the one to fuck with.
He's actually already dead, so you can't kill him.
Yeah, you can't kill him again. He is a ghost.
And he got a ship. Birdman flew through space. Didn't Space Ghost have a couple companions?
Yep.
Jane and Jace.
Jane and Jace with a fucking monkey. Almost.
And then Glee.
Yeah, almost sounds really close to... what were the Wonder Twins' names?
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same, wasn't it?
That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm getting to. They were aliens that could shapeshift.
Yeah!
Yeah. So we saying that the Wonder Twins got killed and...
That shit got dark real quick.
Somebody killed the Wonder Twins, bro. Goddamn. No, Jan and Jace killed the Wonder Twins and took their place.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. One or the other, dog.
Activate.
Right, Wonder Twin powers activate.
Activate.
Look like regular humans.
Oh, wash your ass.
Like, bro, why exactly? Why are you trying to peep in on your fucking quote unquote sister, dog? No, man, they ain't related. They ain't related. They ain't related, dog. The Wonder Twins
like
are not related.
Like, bro, the fuck?
That's just something about the alien race. They not related.
Unacceptable.
And he said, form of a tampon.
Right, and now we played the waiting game. He pulled a Peter Griffin.
And now we played the waiting game.
Unacceptable.
Nah, that was Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He pulled a Peter.
Dog, all right, so we didn't talk about it before, but I'm going to get this shit off now, man. Seth MacFarlane is a fucking alien, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, dog, you got to save that for the fucking conspiracy episode. You can save it however many times you want. But all right.
But no, bro. Seth MacFarlane, like, he got a podcast with Stewie and Brian.
That shit, like, last week.
And I was able to check out the podcast with him and Brian. And, bro, the shit that this man is able to do with his voice is, like, bro, switching between Brian and Stewie. It's like, are you taking takes? Because this man is really, like, going from one inflection to the other. Seems like he's talking to himself. Like, this motherfucker the GOAT, bro. Like, if this motherfucker the GOAT. You can't give me Stewart and Brian on the podcast at the same time unless you're doing separate takes, bro.
Right. You
did you record the first part of your dog?
Right.
You doing that
all
shit
the Stewart shit, then went back with all the Brian shit.
Right.
What?
Bro, if you doing it at the same fucking time, bro, you ain't human.
No.
You ain't fucking human, bro. No. I'm listening to this shit like, bro, this ain't human. Because I question the same shit.
You cannot have a full-on conversation with yourself
when I heard the
in
Rick
and, two different point of view.
When I heard the Rick and Morty shit, when they did the shit with the judge, I was thinking the same thing. Like, hold on, man. How did y'all do this one?
Right.
Because very rarely do you get that person playing the dynamic of two different characters, like, to that extreme.
That are, yeah, I was going to say, that are directly interacting with
Yeah, them. It's like, but the ability to do that, to me, mm-hmm. is some of the most impressive, like, abilities. Like, you're a titan in my eyes. You can do that. Because that's just talent of, like, that's talent meets skill. Mm-hmm. Talent is being able to do one. Skill is being able to do both at the same time. And
make
time.
That shit look great.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out.
Effortless.
So this is part one for seven?
Yes. There's going to be at least three to four parts.
Yeah, I thought they were going to fucking do it. Like, I was hoping they weren't still going to do that shit. Because nope. That's so annoying. I'm yeah. so mad. It just is. Like, I feel like I'm a part of, like, capitalism to where it's just like, okay, we're going to release part one. I'm just like, why can't we have it like we got Final Fantasy VII? Give us the multiple disc, bitch. That's it.
Right.
Like,
you already made me buy two fucking discs. Like, the first exactly. disc downloads the game. The second disc exactly. is the one I have to use to play it with. So
exactly. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Why did you give us two discs? I thought the two discs, oh, this is part one, this is part two. No. One is, here's the download fucking disc. Oh, now you can play the game with this disc. What kind of fucking shit is that?
Right.
Are you nostalgia?
Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
And then, I mean, if you bought the game already, you should not have to pay for disc 2, 3, and 4. I'm not.
Thank you. For I'm the rest of the fucking
I'm
game.
I'm not doing it. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
If I have to get, like, the deluxe version so I don't have to do that, if I have to buy a season pass, I'll do it. But I'm not
buying the game.
I'm not getting another damn
bid. No, I'm not
That's
doing
so
it.
That's so stupid.
I feel you on that.
I'm not.
It was already a pain in the ass to fucking get this damn game. So I'm just like, shit.
Because everybody wanted it. All the fucking GameStops are closed. You want to pre-order it from somewhere here and there. Then they're like, oh, well, it comes out on Friday, but we're not going to send it to you on Friday. You might get it on Monday or Tuesday or maybe even next Friday. Yeah. Like, fuck that.
I had to go to Best Buy and get it from Best Buy.
That's what I did.
And now Best Buy is like, by the way, you won't get your DLC thing that you wanted.
Right, exactly. You gotta wait on that shit.
Like, gotta wait on that. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
No one's stepping
damn, y'all.
Like, think it out and make it like.
Nobody foresaw that this corona shit was gonna happen.
Oh, and I can't blame you. Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
Hey, I tell you this. Go and buy your Butterfingers and your Nestle Crunch and your Baby Rooster.
Hold on, bro. They got lemon Kit Kats. I want one.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm gonna get one too.
They got lemon Kit Kats. I was like, lemon Kit Kats. I gotta try that.
But I keep on telling people that have Final Fantasy, like, get it. It's worth it. All you have to do is buy, like, two candy bars. Send them the receipt. The first thing you get is this exclusive Tifa theme for the PlayStation and bangle. And then you have four more times you can do it. And then it gives you a better bangle every time. And it has more materia slots in it and slightly higher attack and defense. So, like, people are like, oh, I don't want no extra advantage in the game in pre-game and early game and all that shit. It's like, no, it's not an extra advantage. It's just extra materia slots.
It's just more shit. Yeah.
Yeah, because in this one, you level up your materia by having it equipped. So you have to, like, use the materia.
I thought that's how it was in the other one, too. Have it.
Kinda, but the whole ATP and the whole SP thing wasn't very well explained. Yeah,
it's very Final Fantasy 13 with it.
Yeah, you had to
Final Fantasy 13 with it.
Yeah, you had to fucking combine materia and link them together on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you, but yeah, I understand. I'm gonna try to do it, but you know, shelter in place, you can't really fucking do some shit. So,
you can easily go to the gas station and buy candy bars.
Yeah, you know.
Go get some going to the gas station.
Candy.
You say you don't like going to the gas station?
No, I go to Sam's and they don't have like that. They don't have that. I go to Sam's for my gas. I go to Kroger for my gas. You know, I don't go to Kroger because, man, people be getting hit at Kroger, and I pay too much for my car. I ain't getting hit. I mean, I got full insurance, but man, I don't want to go through that process during the pandemic. So.
I feel that.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Like that process of getting a new car is a pain in the ass.
I agree.
Even with full fucking insurance and the other thing to go with it that you pay on and you put it aside for if anything, if your car totals, that shit is, bro, I don't feel like going through that shit.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going through that.
I don't feel like doing it, so no. But I'll start the game probably on Sunday night or Monday. But I have it downloaded. It's there. I have the play disc in. Hey, I gotta finish some stuff.
Hey, Sylv, before I forget, did you ever start that fire show with Kerry Washington?
Little Fire?
No, I told you I didn't. I didn't because I was just like,
okay, that's how I want.
I'm gonna wait for it to finish because I'm a marathon it because I read the book. So okay, I know how it's going to end.
That. You did say that. Yeah.
I don't want to have to go week by week and week by week and be bored to death.
Okay.
I do need to start the out. I started The Outsider. I just haven't finished it. I got into a deep conversation with my mom.
I might start
about
that.
Dr. Sleep.
I tell you what we get tomorrow, though.
What?
Well, besides new episode of Insecure, which I'm excited about. We get a new Tiger King episode tomorrow on Netflix.
Yes, sir, we do. I thought it was going to come out yesterday, but it's
me
fine.
Me too. I thought it was going to come out today, and then I saw
that's
it was
fine.
Coming out Sunday.
They're giving it to us on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. I'm like, ooh, Tiger King. Okay.
That's cool.
First Easter where folks can't go to church.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You better wake up and play some music.
I got to say this.
Right, exactly. You better wake up and play music and...
Go and put your Easter suit on, but you better not go nowhere.
Right. Don't go nowhere, though.
I know, right?
I'm going to say my Easter speech right now. Easter here, Easter there, Easter everywhere.
Hey.
There you go. There you go.
What time for the classic?
Right.
Baptism. Yeah. About the church Easter Sunday speech.
Right.
Right,
roses are red.
Yeah,
clouds are gray. Thank you. Happy Easter day.
Right.
Oh shit! You know what? Start it tomorrow, though.
No. Here we go.
Fucking roses are red. Eve comes clouds back are tomorrow. Gray.
Jesus wrote the rock away. There you go. That's it.
Thank you. Happy Easter
Killing
day.
Eve starts right. back happy tomorrow. Easter too, day. Easter Sunday.
On the third day, it was Easter day. It ain't got nothing to do with eggs, but, you know, I like a boiled egg just like anybody else does. And for some reason, that dude over there at the, what's it called? Institute, he put sugar
Holy
on it.
Holy shit.
Not salt.
Stop. Bro. Are we going to drift into this?
I just had to say it. You said something about Easter.
I listened to people talk about how they put sugar in their grits last night while I was playing League.
I do that. Put sugar on my spaghetti, too.
No.
Not all the time.
I mean, you know.
We all prefer to put ranch in it, but not sugar all the time.
Yeah. I mentally put ranch on my pizza, which is something I don't normally do. But
I put barbecue eel sauce on my Subway sandwiches. Not Subway, my sandwiches. That's it.
Put what?
Barbecue
eel sauce.
Okay.
That goes on your sushi.
Word.
Like the eel sauce that you put on your sushi.
The eel sauce is barbecue eel sauce.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
I dipped my Jimmy John's in it the other day.
I will never buy a pineapple. I will never buy a piece with pineapple.
Bro, you fucking up.
I'll eat one, but I never buy it.
Oh, okay.
See? I eat one, but I never buy it myself. Okay. No, I won't. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a bad pizza. It's just a pizza I won't buy. But it's not bad. Like, real shit. It was like, no, it works.
That's like me saying I won't buy a Veggie Supreme pizza, but I don't have a problem eating one. I just won't buy it. I prefer to have meat on my pizza.
I feel you on that one. It ain't the same.
I prefer not to have onions and everything else on mine.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the same.
I love veggie supreme, but I just want some meat on there.
Nah, the whole point of having supreme is having all the veggies with meat.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's the whole point. Yeah. Having it by itself, like, it works, but it's like this.
I'm not eating pizza to be healthy,
pizza.
Bro.
I don't fuck with cheese pizza.
No.
I'm like, bro, cheese pizza, bro, you better put something else on it.
Right, I need at least two other toppings.
I was just like, bro, I need at least one, bro. If you give me pepperoni, right. Just cheese, that's
pepperoni
fine.
And fucking banana peppers, I'm good with just that.
But don't give me just cheese.
No, I can't. I need something else.
But I ain't gonna lie, I remember going to birthday parties as a kid, and the cheese pizza would be the one pizza that don't nobody eat. Get what? I get about three slices of that. I take that home.
Nobody got it, right?
Nobody got it.
All the big ass pieces that they miscut it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll take them.
Take about, and they always be thin crust.
Yep.
Get about two, three slices of cheese pizza, take it home. Like, look, I'm gonna heat it in the microwave later and eat it.
Right.
Like, y'all didn't want cheese pizza.
Yeah, I did.
Dog, because that was at that age, you see people eat pepperoni, they just pick all the vegetables off.
Yep. They get a supreme pizza and pick everything else off of it. And then if you got the cheese slices, like, let me get all them toppings.
Well, I did that shit once as a kid. They ain't let me touch Supreme no more.
Like, why did you even get us to buy it?
But you don't even get to eat none. Like, nope. If the pepperoni get gone, tough.
Right, it's too bad.
And that's how I had to learn to do it. I said, I can't just pick it all. Let me just eat it.
Yep.
And I was like, it ain't that bad.
Like, all them flavors together when you're younger, it's like, I don't understand all these flavors.
It's the mushrooms that set it off.
Yeah.
Mushrooms
and
set
olives.
Mm-hmm. Set it
off. I don't like olives on my pizza.
You don't?
I like black olives, not green olives.
I like both.
I don't like either.
I'm sorry.
I don't like
the green pizza.
Man, yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
I like pizza.
I don't like mushrooms.
I like pizza.
Mm-hmm. I like pizza, dog. It really don't matter what you put on it.
All right, Michelangelo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just about, like, as long as there ain't no damn Scooby-Doo type shit, like fucking peanut butter and shrimp. Right, like some bullshit. Like, I can't say that.
You've had anchovies?
I was the only person.
You've had anchovies
as a
before?
Kid, yes. I was the only person as a kid. I'll go to Pizza Hut with my bucket. Let me get an anchovy personal pan.
What?
Yes.
I ain't never had anchovies.
I used to love anchovies, dog. Even still, I'll get an anchovy pizza. To this day,
I don't like
Supreme,
so I ain't gonna eat no anchovies.
Well, it's not on there. Anchovies aren't on Supreme. It's like, you have to ask for anchovies specifically, but like.
That's a Michelangelo special.
Yeah.
I don't like sardines, so I don't eat anchovies.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I ain't like sardines because the bone go in the fish and people just eat the bone with the fish.
Because it's not that hard.
It's not.
It's kind of crunchy, but it ain't. It's not like a fish bone.
Metal fucking can. And
so does fucking Spam, nigga.
Potted meat.
You're right. Treating all that. So does that. But
no, I would eat tuna fish. I would eat canned tuna fish, but I would not fuck with sardines.
Exactly. You'll eat the best tasting fucking tuna salad.
I'll fuck with that tuna fish. That tuna
fish. But you will not eat no sardines.
No, I would not mess with the sardines. Like, everybody ate
sardines.
So
would you eat the smoked oysters out the can?
I've had oysters out the jar.
No, the smoked oysters out the can from the dollar store and shit like that.
I've never had them fresh out the can. I've had them in soup, though.
Man.
Like, we've gotten soup and we just dump them in the soup.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I've never had them just, like, fresh out the can. We always just, like, dump them in the soup.
No, you get them fresh out the can with some good-ass crackers or some Ritz crackers or some good-ass olive oil and, you know, herb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of hot sauce on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm. That is it.
Okay, shit.
Mm.
Got no recipe.
Just in the can, bro. That's
that's American delicacy.
Straight up. Can't get no caviar. Get you some oysters in the can, though.
I do want to have this shit. It's called like salmon crow. Like, it's like a poke bowl, but they put salmon crow on it.
Salmon roe, you mean?
Salmon roe. Is that salmon roe?
Yeah. Like the salmon eggs? Mm-hmm.
That's what salmon roe is, right? Yeah. Salmon eggs.
Yeah. Whenever you hear anything roe, that's the eggs. Yeah.
They say that shit good. Yeah. I've never had caviar, but I want to try salmon roe.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even caviar, though, because salmon roe, they're full of liquid. Like, I've had salmon roe quite a few times. It's those little orange balls.
I've seen them, but I've never had them.
It's those little orange balls. It's just full of juice. Mm.
Yeah.
Flavored, basically, but...
Predator inner.
Just about, yeah. The inner predator came out. Yeah,
feel like Godzilla.
But I've never had caviar, so I wouldn't... Because I know caviar, people say from describing it's real briny, but real bold in flavor, so I would want to try it.
At least, put it on your bucket. That's one of my bucket list foods.
Yeah.
Caviar is one of my bucket list foods.
I want to have caviar by itself, and I want to have a caviar omelet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only reason I never eat caviar is because, like, the first time I actually went fishing, I caught a catfish and that bitch was pregnant and they cut the motherfucker open.
Oh, man.
They fried all the caviar.
Yeah.
Some people do that. They'll just fry the whole sack. Yeah, the whole egg sack.
Mm. They put the egg sack out and fried it. Bro, I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking good.
Yeah, because that's how roe is. Like, roe comes out. It's like a little, you can take it out of the fish and it's like a little sack of the eggs.
Yeah.
And then, like, to do it for sushi or sashimi or whatever, they take them off. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of gross when you
try blah blah blah.
Right, it's gross. Blah blah blah. Blah blah
blah. Blah blah. That's exactly what that shit looked like, bro. When they got down, cut that motherfucker open, bro. I was like, oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah, that don't sound too appetizing.
No, it does not at all.
All right, when this shit die down, we gotta go back to Thursday night sushi.
Thursday night sushi?
Yeah.
Ain't no sushi thing.
Nah, not no time.
Why not? What about Monday night or Tuesday night?
Whenever the shit die down, because, you just can't go now.